Hello, everyone. I am Linda Torres, your host here on Angels Are Near Us on BBSRadio.com, number one live internet radio. We are on station one, remember? I'm thanking all of you for tuning in tonight to our program. My sincere intention is always to bring you loving messages of the angels and the archangels and all celestial beings. So right now I want to invite them. Let's invite the angels and the archangels and all beings of light to be with us tonight. Please bring in your guidance and assurance for the highest good of all of us. Surround us with divine light and let only divine truth and wisdom come through. Thank you, God and angels. And so it is. So tonight I'm excited. We have a new guest. Her name is Jamie Miller. Jamie is a wonderful, gifted intuitive, and I'll just talk a little bit about her because Jamie will tell her story, but she's been connected with, you know, with the angels since childhood, and I had the privilege of meeting and working with Jamie. She invited me to be a contributor to a wonderful ebook, which is Opening to Abundance, and this is a free ebook that you can download. To help with abundance and prosperity in your life. And we'll talk about that a little bit more. But anyway, Jamie is also a wonderful artist, gifted intuitive and artist. She's a photographer. She was also a naval officer. And after that, she focused on her spirituality and creative pursuits. So I do want to let everyone know that we will open the lines after the break so you can call in for your angel messages or any questions for Jamie Miller. So without further ado, hi, Jamie.
Hi, Linda.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, well, thank you for being on the show because we have to let everybody know you're from the East Coast, from Raleigh, from North Carolina.
Right.
So it's kind of late for you, but so thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Sure.
My pleasure. I was going to ask you so many questions, but the angels just say, let Jamie tell her story because, you know, amazing. I know that we've talked about the angels and I'm always excited to talk to you because you're also so enthusiastic about spirit and our connection, right?
Yeah.
And so just tell a little bit about your story, you know, how you started and people must wonder, how was she a naval officer?
Yeah, that's a good question. How could you be a naval officer that also be someone who channels?
Well, exactly.
Do they have to be? I mean, that's the erroneous thinking.
I know.
We are who we are in whatever form and whatever we're doing. You know, spirit is who we are. It's what animates us. It's what makes us breathe. It's what makes us live and it makes us alive. And so it's never ever away from us. So whatever we're doing, we are a part of spirit, and that's something I think that we forget sometimes. So yeah, people do look at me and say, you were a naval officer. Even when I was a naval officer, they're like, you're a naval officer. Because I just was very soft-spoken and not the standard type of person, but I really enjoyed my career. I enjoyed doing what I was doing at the time. So, but in terms of how I actually began to let spirit come through me, how that evolved was really a understanding at a certain point of all these little different things that happened during my life, all these different experiences, because I've had experiences since childhood, not very often, but they were distinct enough for me to know that this was coming from God.
Yeah.
And every so many years or every so often, or if there was a particular dire circumstance, something would happen that I would know. I would make it very clear so that I could understand that I was not alone.
Mm.
And I didn't always understand it. In fact, when I was in my 20s, I had an experience that was so unique and so different that it scared me because I had no understanding of the spiritual side at that time. And I really felt that I might be too different and all alone, and I turned away from it for the longest time. But little things would happen, like, for instance, when I, in my 40s, when I had breast cancer, right before the surgery, I could hear the voice in my head, right in my head, it said, "You're going to be okay." And I knew in my bones that everything was going to be okay. So sometimes there would be a voice that would talk to me. Sometimes light would fill me. Sometimes I would feel physical nudges to do something. I like drawing or art. And I had the experience of a couple channeled art pieces come through because I wasn't doing art. I had studied some art, but at the time I didn't even have any art supplies. But I had this urge to just, my arm wanted to move in circles and circles. And so finally, after a few months, I said, "Oh my goodness, I need to figure out what this is." And I threw a piece of wrapping paper on the wall because I didn't have any supplies. And my arm, and I took a pencil, and all these circles came through, and then out of that evolved this most beautiful piece of art. And every single scratch, initial scratch, turned into a part of that piece. And it wasn't anything that I had ever imagined in my own head. So I began to understand that there was a voice speaking to me, and I began to listen, and I began to pay attention to the voice.
To pay attention. You know, that's so important that you're saying that, Jamie, because exactly when we pay attention, more information comes through. So I can imagine, you know, you had your doubts, like you said, maybe at the beginning as well, probably. And just feeling again that assurance, you know, I love how you say that you were going to surgery and they just assured you that you would be fine. And you felt it was real, right? It felt true.
It was more than words. There's a physical component. You could feel, it's like the term people use, you could feel it in your bones. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, yeah, absolutely.
It's that part of it's our intuition because, you know, this morning, I'm so glad you're mentioning that because the angels were saying, remind everyone about the intuition, you know, intuition is so important and we don't pay attention.
Part of our intuition, we don't know what to do. We don't know how
to take action or not to do. But, you know, this era, don't you feel it's going so fast? These times where we're accelerated and too fast sometimes for the mind to keep up. But when you listen to your intuition, you know, that truth inside of you, in your heart, there's this sudden knowingness. Right? Sudden feeling where you can decide yes or no. I know it's a choice, but as you're expressing just your art, it's unbelievable. We have to tell everyone that, you know, to go to your website to see your art. And Jamie's website is answersfromtheangels.com, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's just lovely art. And like you say, you don't know where it came from, but it's that inspiration that definitely comes from spirit and from the angels. And it's just wonderful.
Yes,
you know what? I'm going to pause a little bit because I think we have a caller and I don't want to keep her on the line.
Oh,
so
sure.
We can talk to her, right? Hello, Alicia. Are you on the line? Maybe she hung up.
Well, there was one thing that was popping in that I felt that needs to be said too, because along with the intuition, I think what happens is people might expect it to be different. You know, the voice in your head is going to be your own voice. You know, it's just, don't discount the thoughts just because they don't seem obvious.
They don't seem obvious.
That's exactly.
We discount the thought. Hold on.
She's here.
I think she's on the line. Hello, Alicia.
Yeah.
Hi, Alicia. Thank you for waiting for us. You called in really fast. How are you tonight? What's your question?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We lost her again?
Yeah, we're dropping her off or something.
Oh, dear.
We're having some technical problems tonight. That's okay.
Yes, we are.
She can call back. Good thing that I can see Doug. He told me who's on the line. Anyway, if she calls back, I'll let you know. So talking about intuition, the intuition era is now. The angels are reminding us. I just want to tell everybody the intuition era is now. So tell us more about I know that you practice, you know, connecting with the angels and in your art, which is beautiful. So Your art, can people just, you know, buy your art, or do you do special portraits for others? Or special angels for others?
There is art available on the website for sale. Original art is for sale.
Yeah.
And there are, I will do commissions if people want something, if they just want me to tune in and create a piece of art for them, I will do that. You know, that's not necessarily listed, but that I'd be happy to do that. There's also another piece that that has been requested that I love to do, and they have a couple pieces on the site. People can see them on the art page. One is an angel with a child, and the other is a girl, an angelic sort of girl with a little kitty cat on her shoulder. And I have been asked in the past to make the child or make the cat or both resemble their own children. And so that's something I love to do. So like this one parent has the angel with her own child there, and they put that painting up in the room, and she was delighted. She says, now my daughter is going to feel safe.
And oh, that's incredible. So it's her with her. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can customize something that I've already done to resemble that. I don't do individual portraits, but I will do something like that and be happy to. Absolutely.
Yeah. Let me check if Alicia's back. Hello,
sure.
Alicia.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Could you hear us?
Hello. Yes, I can hear you.
I can hardly hear
Hello?
You, though.
I can hear you well. So one of us can hear.
You can hear her?
Okay.
Do you have a question, Alicia?
I just tuned in. Yeah, there's a lot of changes going on in my life. I just wanted to know if the angels had something in particular to say to me tonight.
So you need to tell me what she said, Jamie.
She said that she has a lot going on in her life right now, and she would like to know if the angels have something to tell her.
Perfect. Isn't that incredible? We're just like passing the messages here.
Yes. It works.
It works. Thank you so much. Okay. I am going to look at that, Alicia. Okay. Wow. Okay. So I took out the Ascended Master cards. And
okay.
What they're saying is, okay, let it go. There's a lot of letting go here. I know that you're going through a lot of different challenges. So Kuan Yin is one of the she's a goddess or part of the Ascended Masters, and she wants you to surrender. And when she says surrender, she doesn't mean, you know, just let this let it go or forget about it or whatever the challenge is. Also, forgiving is one step that you need to take. In the situation of forgiving, also remember that when you forgive others, is you're helping yourself, because you can move on, you can step away. You know, this is issue of somebody else, not yours. So the angels are smiling on you right now. Also, they're saying that they're clearing your energy. Archangel Michael is really around you, clearing you with his blue sapphire ray, which is a beautiful blue flame, and it just takes away fear. It purifies you. You have a lot of clearing that is being done from Archangel Michael, and that will help you even feel better, because you must feel a little bit, concerned. You're a little bit concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But Michael is saying that he can uplift you. He can uplift you, definitely. Just so surrender that. Surrender that to the angels, the challenges right now, because I know that it feels not good. It feels a little bit heavy for me. Do you want to follow up with something, Jamie?
Yes. What I'm seeing, they're showing me, is it's like a big barrel as being, you're dropping a big barrel, just letting that weight go. Mm-hmm. And the word surrender comes up again. It means just to allow that there's something larger than you that's there that is caring for you, and you can... Mm-hmm. And if you can fall into it, because it's embracing you, and you can if you can go to that place in your heart and feel and try to feel that, you'll feel the upliftment that has been taking place for you.
Okay, that sounds good.
How does that sound,
Alicia? That all sounds very reassuring. I'm looking for a job. Do the angels see any way, special way I should turn?
She's looking for a job, and she wants to know if the angels have anything specific, any specific direction she should take or way she should turn.
Yeah, Michael says that definitely right now he wants you to really focus on you first. There is something out there, but you need to focus on you first. Because when you focus on you first, you will feel better about what you're looking for. You need to take action, but after the clearing, and you know, there's you can go to my website also, because there's a lot of clearing and meditations that you can do directly with Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael comes to your dreams. He helps you. Meditation would help you a lot. It seems like you need like a few more days before you go out. There is something out there, definitely. But another thing that Michael is saying, you know, take your time making this decision, because Michael sees that there's something clearing around you. You need to be uplifted. And definitely he says he's helping you to stay strong, but he wants you to relax first before you approach the situation. So reminding you, you know, to just take a step back. Take a step back, allowing it to unfold, you know, in a very more positive way. You're going to feel better, because when you take action, Alicia, it'll be with much more enthusiasm and joy, and it's easier to attract what you need, because it's out there. It is out there.
Okay.
And consciously that the angels are with you as you take your action, that you're walking with them.
Okay, it sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alicia. Thank you for calling. God bless you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you heard her. I was just hearing a little bit of... I probably have to set my audio settings, but I'm not going to do that right now. So anyway, for those who want to call in, of course, the lines will be open for any angel messages that you like. So I just wanted to ask you one more thing, Jamie.
Sure.
Before we go to break.
Okay.
We were talking about how the angels inspire us and how we can attract what we need. So do you want to talk a little bit about the ebook? Because the ebook is about abundance and prosperity and, you know, manifesting what we need in life.
Yes.
How that came about, mostly.
How that came about, I was wanting to serve people and help people by gathering a group of mystics and people who work with angels who were going to be able to communicate something that would be helpful to people, and so I chose the subject of abundance because that's something that touches everybody in some way, whether it's like Alicia needing a job, or you know, trying to take care of your family, or you're just, you know, wanting to have a trip or a vacation, or you know, in whatever form it is. And I mean, you know, it could be in relationships, in love, whatever bounty in life that you are aspiring to. There's often a need somewhere for us, and I felt that subject would be something that would be very helpful for an ebook.
And you know, I was just honored that you invited me to contribute, because there's so much good tools and practices in opening to abundance. Is it on your website? I mean, how can people get it? Because I do have a link on my website.
It's you know, that's a really good point. I never did put the link on my website.
Oh, I have a link on my website, so if anybody wants to...
I will do that. But if people can go directly and download it, and it is free. And it is quite lengthy. There's a lot of information, a lot of tools, techniques, and people's personal stories. But there's a lot of useful, helpful things that you can do right now, you know, in that ebook. And it's at www.moregoodnow.com/abundance. moregoodnow.com/abundance.
Abundance. Okay, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. And if anyone wants to go to my website, it's angelsarenearus.com, and it's under Angel Sessions, and I just put the link there if you just want to go directly. And like Jamie is saying, it is really, it's inspiring, you know, messages from really top experts that you got there. And talking about divine source and, you know, prosperity and health, because everybody's always trying to find the way, you know, to have more. And sometimes we believe that we have to, like, really work hard to have material things. And is there a conflict between spiritual and material, right, that prevents us?
People have. Mm-hmm.
So it's
Facebook
really
page too.
It's great.
I meant to mention the people are on Facebook, you know, on the search at the top, they just put opening to abundance.
If you go to Facebook, just put opening to abundance, and it will appear.
And then there'll be the link to go to get the ebook itself. And I mean, it's been read in over 20 countries. It's really we've got a lot of feedback from people on how helpful it's been. So I hope people who are hearing this, if they feel a need, that they can be inspired to get the ebook. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely, it's wonderful. Let's take a little break, and
sure,
I'll give out those phone numbers to everyone if you want to call in for your angel messages. Just call 1-888-627-6008, and you're listening to Angels Are Near Us. You're on Station 1 on BBS. We'll take a small break, and we'll be back like in 90 seconds. Hello, everyone. We're back. You're listening to Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com. And we're on Station 1. You want to call in for your angel messages, do so. The phone number is on the right-hand side on the main page of BBS Radio. And our guest tonight is Jamie Miller. And Jamie, we were talking about the angels and your art and how we connect.
Yes.
You know, in these times that we were talking a little bit about opening to abundance, what other message do you think we would give, you know, our listeners that at these times, what do you feel that is needed out there? You know, just to lighten people up sometimes. It's, you know, I try to say, you know, let's be positive. Let's count our blessings. Because, you know, I was thinking this morning of just filling with the radiance of the angel's light and being grateful. So what message would you have?
One of the things that is to start to acknowledge abundance that comes to you, no matter how small. And first, notice it. Like, even something tiny, like if you find a penny on the street, you know, you pick it up and you say, oh, this is abundance, you know, and well, however small or however large, when you get your paycheck, this is abundance. When or someone gives you a gift or whatever it is that comes across your way, that comes to you. If something's come to you, if you stop for a moment and say, this is abundance. And then your mind is going to begin to agree with you. And then you'll be in more alignment and things will, more and more will come to you.
That is so true. You know, it's that time where we have to start, you know, listening, like we were saying, to our intuition. But it's time for us to really believe that we deserve, you know, abundance is part of our heritage. It's, you know,
yeah,
God gave us. Yeah, it's part of us. You know, God gave us the responsibility almost to live our life abundantly. And the angels support us with that. Isn't that the most divine, precise expression I can say? It's the most, they divinely guide us, and they're so divine, the angels, that they show us the way and they help us and they just uplift us in so many ways. And also saying, you know, that abundance, when we're grateful, like you're saying, when we're grateful just for that little penny that we found. I get really excited when I find a penny. It's like, because, you know, pennies are from heaven. But every time I see a penny, it's like, oh, my God, I got a penny. I found a penny. It was just incredible. And you just feel that joy. So just being in that grateful place.
Well, there's two things going on. There's the gratitude, which is what you're talking about, which is from the heart. There's all but the actual taking a moment to acknowledge it, that's training your mind. And I think that's a piece that people that'd be really helpful to people, because their minds are what's telling, is what's interfering with their, thinking that they're not getting messages from the angels. You know, they are, but if they feel like they're not, it's usually something in their minds that something in their thinking. So what we're suggesting is a twofold process: is, oh, absolutely, be grateful, be excited, look, you know, this has come to me, and your heart is filled, and you're in alignment with spirit when your heart is filled. And then let's also help train the mind to get in line with that.
Definitely. You reminded me that, because everything that we think, everything that we believe is out, I mean, goes out there with who we are. It's part of our aura also. And it's, the other day I was listening that 95% of our thoughts that go through our mind are really not that useless, unless we really have thoughts that we acknowledge, like you're saying, that we're conscious, right? We have the consciousness of what we're thinking, because then it does become part of who we are. We believe it, exactly. Whatever our beliefs are is what we're attracting.
And we're allowing ourselves in kind of to live by default, or be like a leaf being blown in the wind, because, you know, if we, unless we're able to tune into our heart and also kind of rein in our mind. And by tuning into your heart and being in that gratitude and so forth, that's a big step in the right direction. And that for many people is all you need to do. But for some of us, and I'm one of those, that it took some, actual having to talk to my mind, or actually to still my mind. And that brings us to maybe going to talk about the journaling process as a way.
Let's talk about it's a way to connect, definitely.
Yeah,
I was gonna mention to you, besides the gratitude, what else is, of course, prayer, meditation, but journaling. Meditation, talk to us about that.
Yes, because for some people, and I'm one of them, our minds are particularly active, and lengthy meditation is not a necessarily a viable, easy option. So, but if you just sit down and either ask a question, take a Bible verse, you know, or whatever your spiritual guidance comes, where it comes from, you know, something that's meaningful to you, and just write it down, and then just allow whatever comes to mind to just write it. No censoring, no nothing. Just, you know, in the beginning, it may just be words. It may not even be a sentence. It may be a word after word after word, but eventually it'll turn into a sentence, and you'll be writing something. And the whole point is, like I said, and I'm repeating it, is to not censor or say, oh my gosh, this doesn't make sense. And if you do this often enough, all of a sudden, something's going to happen where the tone is going to change, and all of a sudden, you're going to be spoken to. And then you'll say, oh my goodness, look at this. And I'm going to digress for a moment. If everyone who's listening just takes a moment and says to themselves, God, are you there? I know that you heard an immediate yes. So that yes, that voice that you heard, that yes, that is spirit inside you. And that voice will still will speak to you through your hands. And the reason journaling is such a good way is because writing is familiar to us, and the actual motion of writing occupies your mind, and it steps to the side because it's happily busy, and you can hear and you can be open to receive.
I love that. Yeah, you reminded me of journaling. I love to write, and my angels have taken me to places I can't even imagine. Because you're right. I mean, you start writing. Sometimes, you know, I start writing, and then suddenly I find myself that the pen is moving, but I feel someone is really telling me what to, not telling me, just words are coming out that are different than mine. It's like when I read back, wow, this is, I know this is one of the angels talking to me. And it feels, it might feel strange the first time I did it, you know, I've been doing it now more and more, but the first time it does feel a little bit strange, but then I just let it go. You surrender, like we were telling Alicia, just surrender and let it go. And the words come out automatically. The writing will be wonderful when you, you go back and you read it, right? And
yes.
It's a message. And I said, wow, this is a message for me. And I, you know, it didn't even cross my mind to go there. But this message is really for me. It's clear, true guidance from the angelic realm. And you know, that's what they're trying to tell us, trying to show us it's time to be in that belief, to be in that truth. And you know, to tell the truth accordingly to each one of us. We know that we can connect with the angels. Yes. We know that they're around. We know that, don't we, Jamie? It's like, we know.
Yes.
I just know
because
so many people, because so many people are opening up now to this consciousness. You know, they know that there's something different in all of us. And we are opening, you know, we are being much more also supported.
Yes. And on back to the journaling thing, you're very kinetic and you're feeling things. Now, mm-hmm. Another person may not. They may have no experience other than the tone of the wording will change, or like you're saying, the style will change, or the mm-hmm. or the temper of it will change. So that you say, wow, mm-hmm. that's not my writing style, or whatever. But if that happens and there's no particular feeling about it, don't discount that. Go back and read that a week later, and you'll go, oh my gosh.
Yes.
Well, this is powerful. This is something. Oh my. And it, as that continues to happen, and this is not anything, I mean, anyone from any religious faith, any spiritual background, this is universal. This is just your communicating with your divine and opening mm-hmm. a channel through the familiarity of a pen or pencil.
Yes, you also reminded me, I think we talked about this the other day, that where typing on the computer, you can also type on the computer and, you know, angels will come to you. And, you know, kind of that's how I write my newsletter as well. But writing with your hand, there's, like you're saying, this connection of your brain to your hand. And it's different. The messages come through differently.
Yes. And so in the beginning in particular, you should be doing longhand writing. I mean, later on when it becomes like mm-hmm. second nature, when you want to go to the computer, you can do that. But mm-hmm. 'Cause when you're doing longhand, you are going slower for most people. Not everyone, but we are. So you notice when the tenor changes. You know, it's much more noticeable, and it's also having an old journal like that, whether it's just a notebook or whatever, having it all in one place to mm-hmm. go back and review is a good thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's when you go back and I have, you know, I can talk about my experience. When I go back and I read what I wrote, you know, 2 weeks before, sometimes a month, and I open and I can't believe that that's there. Like, oh my God, I was supposed to read this again. It's also like a message that you have to read again. So they remind me, you know, they nudge me, go read that again. And it's amazing what I get out of it. I get a different message every time. It's magical. It's magical.
Yes, it is. And I'm developing a program for people to actually do this process together. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I went back in my journal, excuse me, pardon me, I'm so sorry, and found a meditation that came through mm-hmm. that's totally related to this project that at the time was just this isolated piece of wonder, you know, wonderful language and so forth. And I was like, oh, this is very interesting. But that was it. It was like, oh, this is very interesting, right? And then 2 months later, the reason it came through is evident.
It's evident.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
It is evident. It is evident. Let's take a little break, and let me give out that number again. It's 1-888-627-6008. Call them for your angel messages. You can speak to Jamie or to myself. You can ask any questions, and we will give you your angel message. So we'll be back in about 90 seconds. Thank you. Hi, everyone. We are back, and you are listening to Angels Are Near Us. And our guest tonight is Jamie Miller. Do we have someone on the line? Hello?
Aloha.
Who is this?
Aloha.
Aloha. Is this Randy?
This is Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Hello?
I could hardly hear him.
Hi.
Do you have a question for us, Randy?
So Jamie has to interpret for us.
Yeah, because she can't hear robots, so I'll you tell me and I'll tell her.
Yeah, what's the question?
Yeah, no problem. I know she's kind of breaking up a little bit on my phone, too. So anyway, I just wanted to know if the angels had any general guidance for me and any messages that you guys might have. And also, I'm just kind of concerned about what's going on over there in Japan with that Fukushima, you know, and if the angels have anything that they want to say on that, on what we can do for ourselves and also the planet.
Okay, sure. This is two parts. Mm-hmm. He wants, just in general, is there something that they want to share with him? And also, he's worried about Japan and what's happening over there, and is there something that we can do to help our, you know, in general, and also the planet as well?
Did you say Japan?
Yes.
The country, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, I do have a few messages that came out where you were speaking. And there's nurturing coming to you from the angelic realm. There's nurturing from Mother Mary, because there's a lot of feminine energy around you. And the guardian angels are beautiful. They're female, our guardian angels, so that's why I'm saying there's a lot of feminine energy. And these guardian angels are your angels, Randy, and they are definitely, they said, we're healing you, we're surrounding you, we're trying to keep you safe, because they don't want you to worry about anything. They don't want you to be concerned. Archangel Michael is protecting you against any harsh, fierce-based energies that you may envision or you may feel. So Michael is also saying, enfold yourself every day in this cocoon of healing golden light, and you can feel safer. And another important thing that Michael is saying, when you feel safe, when you feel surrounded with this shield, you radiate that towards others, Randy. So you radiate that towards part of the human race where you're around. So you are radiating that to your other fellow members where you live, and to this country that needs so much help. So don't be fearful of feeling the light and being in the light, because that is what you need. Archangel Raphael is also healing, and so there's a lot of things going on. Archangel Raphael, you may know, he brings a lot of health and healing. He brings abundance, and he develops intuition and inner vision in each one of us. So when you call upon Archangel Raphael, you also send that emerald green light, which is the green ray of Raphael, and protects the whole country, you know, the whole world. So see it like Archangel Raphael is just radiating out that also that beautiful green ray of healing, of balance, of love, of warmth. It's the green light that you need to invoke. Okay, Jamie,
and
if you want to add
something. Yeah, and they're showing me that just so much light emanating from your heart, that you have mm-hmm. a huge heart, and your heart mm-hmm. connection is very healing for all the people around you, and actually the entire planet. That if you send love and energy and light from your heart, it will reach everywhere. You have that power within you.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
I hope that helps.
Oh yeah, it does. I'm not really fearful of it. I'm just, you know, what's going on over there in Japan. It's just kind of sad, and you know, of course, I know you don't want to get stuck in that energy. So, you know, we're working on it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Peace.
We'll surround with much light, with much light. God bless you. We'll surround with much love and light and prayers. And we could send that out, because definitely when you send out that light, it does radiate towards others.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of things. And I don't know what you think about this, Jamie, but there's so many things going on Earth that sometimes we don't comprehend. And sometimes our beliefs just need to change. our beliefs as a planet, as humanity has to change, because we need to send out those positive thoughts. We need to send out healing, and we need to radiate that towards others. So, you know, it's just that sense of knowingness, like when we feel that we know that the angels are around us and that, you know, that spirit is guiding us towards a better place.
And if we can touch into our hearts, into our sense of oneness, that's very powerful. Everyone's here to learn their own specific lessons. They came in, people in difficult circumstances, but it was still purposeful. And that's hard for our minds to grasp. And so if we stay in our heart and not in our mind about it and align with our oneness, then we're doing a blessing for everybody.
We are. You know, it's the angels. Is also reminding me that sometimes it's hard, you know, to surrender those strong emotions that we have or attachments to any situation, and they just, you know, trust and hope. I know that as you said, once you repeat trust and hope every day, you will trust and hope. And by you let go and you surrender it, you know, to the hand of the angels and to the spirit guides will help you clear the way and create the space. Because when you give the angels the worries, they're there. You know, they're there. They're moving, you know, whatever they can. They're moving negativity. They're trying to bring in love and light. And sometimes, you know, the light can be dense. But remember that it all is moving and changing. You know, there's darkness and there's light.
Yes.
So we are all continuing to change on so many levels, you know, the planet, the people, individuals. And it's all a renovation. And also many are moving away, are passing away because they don't want to be here anymore. They're doing something else. And those who are here, we're choosing to stay here to do something good. To keep on walking on the journey of light. So let's pray for everyone. So something else that I was going to mention that the angels had told me to talk about. I remember it was a little bit of the awakening that's happening.
There was honesty, I think.
A little bit of honesty. Yes, thank you for reminding me. Because I was thinking of so many things today. But yeah, the angels will mostly, they talk about honesty and they talk about integrity. So, you know, I guess they're saying, you know, integrity is the seat of where our truth is resting. So when you rest in the truth of your being, then things will manifest. Things will be much more powerful. And more than power, more than law, more than reason, integrity is the seat of our intuition. So it's a tool that also helps us decide, you know, in this era. And again, you know, they say life is going so fast. It's really fast. Our mind can't keep up with what's going on. But again, our soul core knows, our heart knows, like you said, Jamie. And again, just being honest. That angel reminds us that every thought again, every word, every emotion, every action is reflected in us, and then we reflect that out. So I believe that being in truth, being in honest is your integrity. And then you are crystal clear. Everybody knows where you come from, who you are. The angels suggest that you look within to purify the thoughts and feelings and just, you know that they're with you trying to help you. Every step of the way. The angels respect us and they trust in us. So we need to be the same way. We need to radiate that resonance of honesty because people respond to that. People respond to openness and to honesty. And I think that is very, very significant at this time that we can be open and we can be sincere. But we can always, you know, say, angels, help me with your wisdom. And what I hear them say all the time is, you know, let your heart light the way. Let your heart be filled with light, and then it will light the way. So that was part of part of our message today, and I think we have a caller. Let me see. Hello, Noriko? Hi.
Hello.
Could you hear?
Hello? Oh, hello. Yes. Hi.
Hi, Noriko. What's your message?
Nice to talk with you.
Well, thank you. Yes, I'm glad you called. Is there something we can do for you? Something you would like to ask?
Well, I've been seeing Linda for a few times and get some advice before, but I'm still kind of stagnant in my life, and then I don't have enough courage, and then also I don't know where to go. I'm confused with the priority I was told before, and I'm still same. And then I wonder what's the point I should focus to clarify about my future, especially I'm now thinking about doing some work or new business, or I should focus on having my new family. And also I'm in a spiritual group right now, and then I'm thinking about leaving that place and then move forward to something else. And I want to get advice about that.
Could you hear her, Linda?
I didn't hear her, Jamie.
Okay.
I have messages for her, but what was the first thing she said?
She's looking. Let me see if I get this right. I'm having a little difficulty hearing myself. That she's looking for clarity because she's in a spiritual group. She's wondering if she should be leaving that, if she should be concentrating on acquiring new work or concentrating on her new family. Is that correct? Is that what you wanted to know, sweetheart?
Yeah,
that's good.
Mm-hmm. She has a lot of things going on. Most of all, the first thing, Archangel Michael is really coming out very strongly. And the first thing that Michael tells you, Noriko, is that you need to open your heart and you need to say to yourself, I am deciding to be happy now. I am deciding to be happy now. And you're going to let Archangel Michael, you're going to give him permission to open your heart for happiness and joy and say that you are willing to see all the goodness in your life now. Because again, Michael is reminding you that when you lean on the archangels or you lean on your angels for support, they will be able to be with you easily. It's much easier when you give them the permission. And every day we have to give them permission. Every day. It's like when we eat every day, we have to invite the angels, every day into our life. And so you briefly describe to Archangel Michael what is it that you need in the morning. And you say, I want to be happy now. I am willing to be happy. I'm opening my heart to see all the goodness in my life. This is your guardian angel, is wanting to do some energy healing work around you. You need to have some kind of healing energy. It could be Reiki. It could be some kind of maybe anointing with oils. I'm hearing something like that, just so you could receive much more blessings around you and connecting that with integrity healers that can help you with this. So anything that you can do with energy healing would be great for you. And the other thing is there's lots of love. There's love in relationships that may be challenging right now, but there's opening. Arguments are opening, and that's what I hear only that he wants to tell me. Arguments are opening up, and you will perceive that there's more love in receiving and giving. And that's all I have right now.
Do you have anything to say in terms of choices, in terms of direction? Should she be looking for work? Should she be concentrating on her family? Should she stay where she is or leave? Was there anything specific on any of those things?
She doesn't have to leave right now. She needs to stay where she is. Archangel Michael says where she is, she's okay. But she has a choice. You know, the angels never tell us what to do. They guide us. They guide us to the situation where we want to be. So whatever you choose, Michael is helping you. If this was like a challenging, life-threatening situation, I think it would come out. But Michael is saying that he can help you where you are right now. He can help you with this situation where you are right now. You just need to let him in to ask for help, to be filled with that faith and that peace all the time, because it feels like the love is coming around you. It's already there, Noriko. You just have to open up more. And the energy healing work, just find someone who can help you with that.
Okay, thank you very much. That's great.
Are you picking up anything, Jamie?
No, that's all complete after the second thing you said. That feels totally complete.
It feels very complete.
Yes.
So thank you, Noriko. I'm going to have to let you go, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
God bless you.
Bye.
Okay, so we are at the top of the hour. So give out your website and where people can find you, Jamie.
Yes, answersfromtheangels.com.
Okay, and they can read about your services and your art and all
sure.
of that.
Right.
Okay.
And also on
I want
Facebook
to thank you so much
name.
For being on the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you too. It was wonderful. I appreciate it.
It was really fun. Thank you for being my interpreter today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Because the angels brought you for that reason, I guess. But thank you so much. And until next time, thank you to all our listeners. May God bless you. Keep in touch with the angels. You know that they are all around us. Thank you. God bless you all. Good night.
Blessings. Good night.
Bye.